First flush teas flown to Ronfeld's blending and packaging facility in Germany account for only 0.02% of the company's offerings by weight. Yet in a single season, flight tea generates more greenhouse gas emissions than the millions of kilos transported by ships, as owner Jan Holzefeld. He acknowledges that for a premium tea supplier, abandoning Expedient Air cargo after 75 years is a significant step. Quote, however, we have a responsibility towards nature that we take very seriously. End quote. Jan, your company annually publishes a sustainability report. This year's initiatives include the elimination of air cargo in favor of sea transport. Ronfeld will also complete its conversion to sustainable packaging materials and trade some of its gas-powered vehicles for electric. Will you share with listeners your vision of sustainable tea wholesale?
Tea is one of the most natural products that you can find on Earth. So we as tea producers and tea suppliers must do everything we can to ensure that we continue to have great teas from around the world. It is a tradition to have the first flush teas from Darjeeling transported by air to Germany and Europe, but we have stopped this year. And if there's anybody out there waiting for his first flush tea, then he has to wait maybe 6 or 8 weeks longer than normally. But we want to make sure that we get the tea here in an environmental friendly way as possible. And that is the reason why we have stopped air cargo completely. And I think it is the right thing to do. And one of the many, many steps that we have taken here is to eliminate all the traditional packaging materials. And we are on a way to go fully sustainable packaging materials. It's not that easy, I have to say. Supply is always an issue. We want to have a safe and customer-friendly package material, of course. Our team has been doing a great work here, and we have found all the different packaging materials that we need, and all of them will be sustainable by the end of this year. For the last 5 years, we have been publishing our environmental report to show to our customers that we really mean sustainability.
Ronfeld is also increasing the proportion of organic tea in its range.
We are not an organic company yet, but we try to increase the teas in our tea selection in our organic range on a constant basis. The good thing is the tea producers and the tea gardens in Asia, but also in Africa, are turning to organic manufacturing methods, and therefore we find more and more selection of organic teas, and we are happy to put them into our range. As far as we can see on our customer side, it has been really appreciated, because organic is not just a small proportion of the market, but it's growing, especially with the younger people.
What are your views on traceability and public disclosure of source gardens?
I think it's a very good idea in general. We see that a lot of customers are really keen and really interested in finding out where the tea is coming from, how it has been produced, how it can be used, and sometimes they are even interested in corporate social responsibility programs that these tea gardens do. For us, we are looking for a way to put traceability information online. I think that is the best way, because sometimes tea gardens and suppliers are changing quite often during the year. But if we do it, for example, with a QR code or website, we can really provide up-to-date information about all the specific teas that are available. It can be part of a training program as well, because once you have people looking for these traceability information, you can also provide them with ideas on how to drink the tea. We can adjust this information into for each individual tea. I think that is a great step forward. And for us, the plan is to start with organic teas. It's much easier to provide this information because it's already available. But I would think that quite fast we will see this traceability information for all the teas very soon. Will be really, really valuable for everybody involved.
Will you discuss your commitment to education and the return to face-to-face instruction beginning in July?
Quite often you find that the service people in the HoReCa business, they know how to handle the coffee machine, which is quite easy. They might be very interested in wines and make perfect recommendations, but tea seems to be a little bit more difficult. So we have set up different levels of education, really depending on the outlet, depending on the style of the restaurant or the cafe or the hotel. We can have anything from a quick 40-minute training with an iPhone or a Google app, or up to 2 days for our Tea Master Silver program. And the gold standard then is our 7-day tea training in the tea gardens in Sri Lanka. We are very happy that we are going to restart this face-to-face training now in July. After the lockdown, it has been really, really a long, long time. And as you say, yes, we can educate about tea, but one key element is really the tasting of the tea and the interaction. That is something which can really be done only by face-to-face trainings.
How is the recovery progressing?
We already see a lot of hotels booking our training programs, our education programs. Before this pandemic, we have trained 7,000 hotel staff members each year. And that is where we want to come back to as soon as possible. We have seen that since January, February, business is picking up in the hotels and restaurants in Asia, for example, in China, in Korea, in Japan. These are important markets for us. But there's one issue with this. It's local tourism now. Huh? So it's the Koreans visiting Korean hotels. There is no international tourism yet. In the Middle East, hotels are starting to be filled up there again. But again, it's local tourists. Europe got a little late start. So we see restaurants, cafes, etc. being filled up since May. But again, international tourists, for example, from China or from the United States, are still not here. I'm optimistic. I would think that tourism will return in summer, maybe early fall. What will take much longer is really business travel, trade shows, conferences, etc. That might take until next year. And we can also already see that the hotels in the countryside